I've got to keep control.
Hello and welcome to this slightly discombobulated Enhancer Parks. Just me and you, Mr. D.
Just we two, baby. No P-dabs. No P-dabs with these.
No P-dabs. He's in
these sparkling water. Yeah, he's up in Scotland drinking iron brew.
He better not be drinking lady drinks in Scotland. They'll eat him alive.
But I think he will, though, won't he? Yeah, they would just assume if he's drinking his, you know, slightly aerated, chilled to room temperature spa water, they would just assume it's straight vodka up there. You know what I mean? They just won't think anybody would be doing that, you know?
Yeah. I seen what they had for breakfast this morning. I think they were on the Britannia, Royal Yacht Britannia or whatever it is up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Two big slabs of cake. So,
yeah.
Then nice. He walked up King fucking Uji Blob Edinburgh fucking mountain thing that everyone walks up. Yeah. Can't remember what it's called. The seat Arthur's. No, whose seat is it? It's not Arthur. Come on, you're Scottish. No, you should know Arthur's. Everything.
But I'm from the other side. I'm from Glasgow, so I did go to Edinburgh when I was a lad, but I never actually climbed up that. I've never actually been up to the castle, you know. I mean, I've done the nightclubs in Edinburgh loads of times when I was like in my 20s, whatever, but.
I nearly shat myself in Edinburgh.
Well,
haven't we all?
I think you've done that in lots of places, haven't you? You're sort of,
I'm not notorious. I've got a dodgy arse muscle.
You got like these stickers you get on your trunk, you know. I shat myself in Edinburgh.
Yeah, it was one of them. Parking the car, we got a parking space at the foot of that hill, on We were there for the comedy festival on our way up to Brora for our summer holiday. So we stopped at Edinburgh for the day. Amazing day. Parks up, starts twitching, touching cloth, so to speak.
Yeah.
I had to run in. I had to buy a round of drinks because I've always feel guilty about running into an ale house. So I bought the missus and the kids some drinks and a bowl of chips. And then I ran down into the scariest toilets I've ever left my essence. Well, it was good. It was good fun. It was good shit. Yeah, it was in my top three.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So literally right on this Enhancer Parks, I'm stealing this directly off Lee off UUOP because he did a little debate the other week about what if Universal did a Disney style horror event, Halloween event, like Mickey's Not So Scary. And I messaged them and said, oh my God, that would be brilliant for Enhance the Parks because we're always looking for stuff like that. And I know we're doing the plots of land now, but it's Halloween. This is Halloween base, so I thought we'll run with it. Like, and he said, that sounds good. I told him my idea and he was like, I want to fucking go, basically.
Yeah.
He said, that's the winner. I said, well, sign up to a patron, Lee.
Yeah, that's the way you do it, So has he put us out? Because I haven't seen that one. I mean, I obviously listen to UUOP, but I haven't heard that one yet.
You might have been on holiday when that one come out.
Oh, I missed it then, have I? Okay.
Well, it's still there. Go back, have a look. Yeah, I'll message him and ask him which episode it was on for you.
Yeah.
So anyway, what are you drinking, Mr. D?
I am drinking a beer amaretti. There you go. I'm just gonna pop that open. It's all I've got left. My daughter's boyfriend was here this weekend, and he's pretty much emptied me out.
How much does he sup like?
Well, I didn't give him that much, to be fair. I only put a limited supply into the fridge, but it's all bloody gone. Anyway, cheers. What have you got?
Yorkshire tea, two tea bags in my Terminator 2 3D mug, which is my favourite mug in the world.
Yeah, that is some mug, that is. I'm hoping to get some tea in a minute as well, you know.
I do triple tea bag from time to time in that mug. It can pull it off.
Triple tea bag.
Triple tea bag. It's that like eating both of them. Remember, yeah. Ian Botham used to have three shredded wheat.
Yeah, yeah.
In the 80s.
Triple tea bag. Christ almighty. Yeah. That must be more than a double espresso from a caffeine point of view.
Yeah. right. So, and again, there's only us two. So instead of doing two episodes, I think we'll just stick them together and we'll just keep talking.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
so.
See
what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you've got a problem, Patreons, take it out of me face. And Mr. D's face. Mainly Mr.
No,
D's
take it out
face.
Of your face. No, take it out of your face. You're bigger than me.
Well, you'd have to reach
you can
me,
handle it. You're younger than me. You can take it. Don't
only
hit a pincher.
Well, yeah. He'll be on his bus passing, he'll be gone.
Yeah, I'll be, I'll be off
I think we'll start with the Universal one. So,
okay.
Universal, they want even more money out of us. So they want to launch a Disney style. They want to compete directly against Mickey's Not So Scary because they don't. I don't think they compete in any way, shape, or form at the moment because it's two totally different markets.
Yeah.
Both events are, you know, not equally as good, but both events are brilliant for what they are. But they're not the same in any way, shape, or form.
No, they're not.
So they want more money to help make Epic Universe even better. So they've come up with a new event.
Yeah.
And it's going to be an island. It's going to run alongside Halloween Horror Nights. So you are the chief entertainer. I'll let you go first because I suspect both of these will be similar, but we'll see what happens.
Okay. All right. So obviously we're talking about something that's more family friendly, right? Because you've got Halloween Horror Nights in the studios, Universal Studios. Now, in the other park, in Islands of Adventure, you're going to have this new event, which is going to be called Scooby Scary Doo, right? That's my title for it, Scooby Scary Doo.
Let me just text that.
Yeah.
That's good.
You can have that.
Yeah.
So, Scooby Doo, because obviously Mickey's Not So Scary, so Mickey is kind of the icon, isn't he?
Yeah.
So in this case, it's Scooby-Doo and the gang are the hosts of this event. And so just to kind of lay it out then, in Mickey's Not So Scary, you've got trick-or-treating, so I definitely think that wants to be a thing. So through Islands of Adventure, and it's good, it lends itself quite well because everything is around the lake, so you can go clockwise, you can go anti-clockwise, but as you go through the different lands you would have various trick-or-treat stations. So as you come in, you'd get a sort of souvenir bag for the kids, everybody would get one, and then you go through the trick-or-treat stations and you pick up your candy. You can wear costumes, which is something that you can do at Mickey's Not So Scary, but you can't do it Halloween Horror Night. So everybody's allowed to wear a costume if they want to. Encouraged would definitely be a Universal themed IP, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it might be that you could incentivize people to do that. So if they, you know, I did think that this is something that even Disney could do. You could have cast members or team members who are on the lookout for people that have got really good costumes, right? And they get something, they get maybe like a souvenir pen just for that event, you know, that says, you know, we smashed it from a costume point of view or whatever. And then also, and this is something that's just a bit tricky in Islands of Adventure because it doesn't really have a show or a parade at the minute. And the two biggest things at Mickey's Not So Scary and Very Merry are the parade. It's the best parade. And it's the fireworks show, the Hallowishes. So I definitely think they would need to kick in a parade around the lake. Different floats, and we'll talk about some of the properties that maybe they could use in a minute. But yeah, definitely a parade, and they'd have to put some effort into it, you know, because they are competing with what I think is Disney's best parade, bar none, is the Halloween one. So you definitely need some pretty good floats, pretty good characters, you know, and a parade route that goes around, probably goes around the lake. And then some kind of show. Now, the obvious choice for the show would be at Hogsmeade, shining on the castle, fireworks above the castle, that sort of thing. But the only thing that worries me about that is the viewing is pretty limited. It was never really designed for big crowds. And
yeah,
although it's pretty busy in the Magic Kingdom at the Hub, I think it would be really busy in front of... you know, the castle in Hogsmeade. So it may be that it has to be on the lake, maybe in the middle of the lake, and they've just got like fireworks that go up above the castle, but you can see the castle from the lake. But there definitely needs to be some kind of water show, a little bit like they had with Halloween Horror Nights a couple of years ago, and hopefully that'll come back. So yeah, definitely need a parade, definitely need a fireworks show. But then... a bit like Halloween Horror Nights, you could have some spooky scare zones, and you could even have, you know, some spooky walkthrough attractions, but they can't be too scary or too graphic. So I did think about areas that you could have. So you've got Poseidon's, which was a walkthrough event that could definitely be reused and tricked up as a kind of spooky walkthrough house. And there are lots of good properties they've got. I mean, even things like E.T., because in E.T., if you remember, they go out trick-or-treating in E.T.
Yeah, definitely.
So
yeah.
So that's definitely, you know, E.T. is an option. They've got Casper. So Casper is got to be an option. The Addams Family is another one. Or even Despicable Me and the Minions. Because although they're not particularly spooky, you know, they're fun and they're popular characters. And, you know, Gru is a villain, so you could have a kind of villainous theme to that. They've got Trolls. So again, it's a kind of fun monster kind of routine. They've got Shrek, who's an ogre. And then there's lots of fairy tale monsters, but again, fun type monsters. So you've got like, what have you got in there? You got like Snow White, you got the Big Bad Wolf, you got things like that. You know, you've even got the what's his name, the jailer, the sort of thick one, from Shrek, and you've got you know, so you've definitely got some monsterish type things. You've got the Grinch Who Stole Christmas, so you could have the Grinch Who Stole Halloween, right? You could have a sort of special version of that. And then you've got Potter as well, because, I mean, you know, Potter, you've got witches, wizards, you've got trolls, you've got dragons, you've got all sorts of things there, dementors. They don't have to be too scary. And then you've got, like, the Halloween Ball, so you could have, like, Harry Potter's Halloween Ball. You could even use what is it? It's not the Leaky Cauldron. It's the Three Broomsticks and Islands of Adventure. Mm-hmm. So you've got Hogsmeade. You could have the Halloween Ball, that's kind of in the Three Broomsticks, but it spills out into the village as well. And then maybe even parts of the castle could be used for that as well. So I definitely think they've got scope for it. The biggest issue would probably be space for different things. They've got the amphitheater, I can't remember what it's called now, but we talked about it a couple of episodes ago. As you walk in and go left through past Spider-Man,
yeah,
there's a theater that used to have a BMX show in there. So they've got that for some kind of little musical show, almost like a Bill and Ted type Halloween themed show. Could be Scooby-Doo, could be Casper, could be something else. Where else have they got? Have they got space for like a show type thing? They're
the
a little
Sinbad
bit limited.
Area, haven't they?
Ah, yeah.
Sinbad
okay,
stage.
Right.
That could be perfect.
Yep, Sinbad. Definitely, yeah. Yeah, they've got that. And some of the rides, you know, they could keep on for that night, a bit like Mickey's Not So Scary. So you could definitely keep Hagrid's on. Velocicoaster, maybe for the adults and the bigger kids. Some of the Seuss Landing stuff, definitely. I don't know, maybe, the Hippogriff ride. You've got the Pterodon Flyers, things like that. Not the water rides, I don't think. But that was kind of where my head was going. I think using Scooby-Doo in the parade as the kind of icon for it, a bit like they have icons for Halloween Horror Nights. That's kind of where I would go with it. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, Scooby Scary Doo sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I'd buy a ticket.
Oh, mate, I'd buy a ticket. And I wouldn't buy it for a season. I'd pay mm-hmm. for one night, mm-hmm. which is maximising profits, I suspect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I would take it and I would better it. So, first of all, we've got similar things. But mine is called, let me get this right, the Universal's sort of scary Halloween party. So it's Mickey's Not So Scary. This is sort of, so it's literally just taking the Mickey out of Mickey.
So
the Universal Monsters, the version I would have to buy, because it's not a Universal property, I think it's Sony, I don't know, is Hotel Transylvania.
Right, okay.
So they're the cartoon versions of the Universal Monsters. You've got like five lands, haven't you?
Yeah.
In islands, so you've got one for each monster. They would be Dracula is the first one. They would be hosting in each land,
right.
And then in each land you would have, as you said before, you would have characters, lots of characters, minions, all in fancy dress, all in their Halloween gear. Everywhere's decked out in Halloween. Whereas I don't think Magic Kingdom is it? I think is it only just Main Street, and then the rest of the park is just normal, and then there's just a couple Halloween things like the teacups.
Yeah.
They've got a lighting thing on and whatever. Space Mountain's a bit different. So, you know, like as you said, Hogwarts, Harry Potter. The only time where Harry Potter isn't sinister is in the very first book, as he's sort of going to Halloween, where Voldemort hasn't started kicking off.
Yeah.
And it's like the first Christmas as well, where it's all lovely and then like shit goes down and whatever.
Yeah.
But so I would just have just a normal Halloween in Hogwarts, all decorated. But I was looking at a photograph of Kerry on Facebook, from when she was a little girl with her brother, and like they lived in a close, and they all had turnips.
Right. Oh,
we didn't have pumpkins.
No, we had turnips as well.
We had turnips, yeah. So
bloody difficult to dig them out though, to make
nightmare.
Them hollow.
Yeah, absolute nightmare. But they were small, and you used to put string through them.
That's
and
right.
Put a candle in or a light, or it was probably a candle because we didn't have
a
lights.
Candle, yeah.
Yeah. And that's what we would do in the 80s when we were little. So I would go to that. So make it sort of British in Harry Potter. I would have the, obviously, trick or treating. And I would have some of the dark rides opened as trick or treat things for you to walk through. So Cat in the Hat, the castle. You could walk through the castle. The ride queue. I'd have the Hulk, not Spider-Man, because I'd have Spider-Man running, to be fair, rather than the Hulk. I'd shut the Hulk down because it's horrific. Everyone's eating candy. There'd be protein spills everywhere, wouldn't there? And then you talked about the two areas for the shows. That's the only bit of Halloween Horror Nights I would bring in. But it's retro Halloween Horror Nights, and it's not Bill and Ted, because that would be too offensive, because this is a family show. It would be a dumbed-down version of the Rocky Horror Show.
Right.
Me and Stuart got to see that at Halloween Horror Nights 23. That used to be at Beetlejuice's stage, the Graveyard View. But then, so this isn't necessarily I've just given away sort of there. In the other show area, I would bring back Beetlejuice's review, but I wouldn't have Beetlejuice doing it. I'd have Dracula hosting it.
Yeah,
because Beetlejuice used to have all the monsters would come out and sing songs and dance and everything like that. So there'd be two friendly shows, similar shows. I would have a parade because the, but you'd have to have a parade that works to, as you say, to the theme park. They couldn't have a big parade with floats. But what they do have is they have the likes of the quad bikes in Marvel going through. So I'd have that size of parade and I'd have the characters like they do on Mickey's where they're on them little tiny things and the the maybe they're on wheels underneath the dress or something. So I would have, obviously Scooby-Doo would be there with all the gang. They could basically just drive the Mean Machine, but they'd all be in Halloween gear. I'd have the Minions and Gru all dressed up. I'd even have the Potter characters. On the back, you know, and then I'd have ending the parade would be the Hotel Transylvania gang. They'd be the ones who would be basically closing out. And then I would have, rather than a fireworks show, I would have that lake would be amazing with a fog getting pumped out across the lake. So it's really eerie. And then some sort of light music show. Like, they do have them up in Scotland. I've been to a couple where the forest is made to dance with lights. At Pitlochry, they do it every year. I literally think it's called Dancing Lights or something. But you walk through this forest in the dark and there's all this classical music playing and light shows going on. But I would literally just use the lake. Buildings located around the lake, but I just you would know the show's about to start because the lake would start to fill up with fog, so it'd be quite eerie. So that's basically we're very similar in our ideas, but just little differences.
I mean, the lake's a good idea because you can almost do like a Halloween illuminations on the lake, you know,
absolutely.
Do that kind of show rather than a big parade or a big castle show.
I've been to a castle show in Hogwarts. 2019, we went with all the family, all 17 of us, and it was horrific. It was absolutely horrific. It was so busy. That bottleneck, it's not made for shows. It's not safe. If I was going to do it, it would be a ticketed event. And you literally would go in and have a dessert party, a Hogwarts style menu where it's trifle and everything. And you could even, I mean, weather provide, you know, you could be in the street, you could have a street party, Halloween street party, and all the stuff that they have at Hogwarts, like, but and then you watch the light show. But it would be very weather dependent. Failing that, you could go and use the bar, couldn't you?
But
that's my idea.
Sounds good. Now, I definitely think the scope there. I mean, because you know, I suppose the nights that Halloween Horror Nights are on, the other park is the part that's open, but it shuts at 9. You know, so you could shut it at 6 and then have it like Mickey's Very Merry, where you boot people out at 6, a party starts at 7, and it goes till midnight, you know?
Well, and this is the thing, like, I think Lee brings it up on his show. The Universal Parks always shut early, even when Halloween Odd Nights isn't on. They shut a lot earlier than Disney. And it's but then they stay open till 2 for Halloween Horror Nights. So if they wanted to do it, they could do it.
I think you could, Yep, definitely. But there's definitely some good ideas there, some good scope there. Universal, you can have that. Well, just send us 3% of the profits.
I'll just have 2%.
All right, fine. I'll have the other 1% then.
Yeah, you can have 4%. Get yourself some hair then.
Yeah, No, I don't want to.
I hate having hair. My hair's gone ridiculous now.
It's too much trouble.
Oh, it's too
Once
much
you get used to not having it, you don't need it anymore.
Yeah, okay. I did say I have shaved my chest a few times, and I do like having a baldy chest.
Mm-hmm.
That's beside the point.
Doesn't that itch though when it starts to go stubbly?
Not really. Yeah, you just keep it shaved, but it's dead hairy now. It's like a rug. Yeah, it's like a chihuahua's arsehole at the moment. We'll just crack on, I think.
Yeah.
Like I say, we won't have two episodes.
Yeah.
We'll just go into one because we're doing this off the hoof. We're just crazy kids.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to go first? Shall we start? Right, I'll tell you what park I'm doing mine in.
Okay.
I'm going to Epcot.
All right, okay.
Where are
all
you
right,
going?
I'm in the studios.
Oh, good.
I mean,
okay.
I did think about Epcot, but for some probably boring practical reasons, I thought they'd never done Epcot. But it does lend itself quite well. So I'll be interested to see what your ideas are for Epcot, because I did sort of half work through an Epcot scenario. But then I thought, nah, I'm going to switch to the studios.
Well, I'll go first then, right? So
go for it.
My idea for Epcot. Now, they do festivals all year round now. I suspect did they do a Christmas festival? I know they do Christmas.
Yeah.
Did they do
a
food festival?
Yeah, they do holidays around the world, is it, I think?
Exactly. And that's where I'm aiming at. So you get Father Christmas or a version of Father Christmas in every country around the world.
Mm-hmm.
With that in mind, my idea for a Halloween event is basically Halloween around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to start in Mexico, the Day of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've got a lot of land behind at the back, so you can put tents up like Universal do. These are walkthrough things designed to scare you. It would also, all the food booths would be open anyway, and all the, so it's literally, it's already better than Halloween Horror Nights because you can get saved.
Yeah.
And you can get saved around the world. Not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So much. So the Day of the Dead, it's all about death. The Mexicans celebrate a joyful festival. They're happy to see their deceased again, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, Coco. So you're walking through the house and it's all, the way I would do it, because obviously it can't be our dead people who we're remembering. So it'd be famous people who we can all remember.
Yeah.
So dare I say, even a skeletal Walt Disney, you see what I mean? That type of stuff, jump scares, all that.
Yeah.
Then you go around to Norway. Now, Norway doesn't really do anything Halloween-y, so I went with the Kraken, which is one of their mythical monsters, a legendary sea monster resembling a giant octopus or squid. So that appears off the coast of Norway in days gone by, whatever. So that sounds very Halloween Horror Night.
Yeah.
We've got dragons this year, haven't we, which you've gone through. I'm sure we've had water-based stuff. China.
Yeah.
China doesn't tend to celebrate Halloween, although on the 14th night of the 7th lunar month on the Chinese calendar, they have the Hungry Ghost Festival or the Yulan Festival or the Tengang, it's called. The Hungry Ghost Festival signifies the opening of the gates of the spirit realm, permitting restless spirits to walk the earth, and has been celebrated for over 100 years. Many Chinese people believe the spirits need to be appeased in order for them to pass in peace, so they offer food and drink, which is left out for the ghosts. So again, it's just a house.
Mm-hmm.
But it's these ghosts coming out. You would literally walk through the gates, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Germany, again, Germany doesn't really celebrate Halloween as such. Mm-hmm. Everywhere's getting Americanized, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a night on the 30th of April, which is Witches' Night. I won't butcher the German. In Germany, it's celebrated to say goodbye to winter and welcome spring. So it's a little bit loose in the Halloween thing, but basically it's a load of witches. You've got to protect your homes. You've got to protect your cars because children and teenagers play tricks on you. So it's a very, even though it's not Halloween, it's sort of Halloween. They do also have, they put a May tree up on the 30th of April and they dance into May. So you could even have like a dance event in Germany. You could, you know, Italy. Italy's quite, when you go look at a mythology of Italy, quite a few racist things in there, which I'm not going to talk about. But the Bad Alask, which is a mythical figure, and according to tradition, this being who lives in the woods every year during the period of Epiphany. So again, these don't celebrate Halloween as such. So it's the 5th and 6th of January. The animal is captured, so they go out and they capture this, and he looks like a big giant caterpillar. There's photographs of him, or a, like a Chinese dragon, and he they go out, the villagers go out and capture this creature every year, and he comes into the village and he reveals some news about the community on the second day. They serve it dinner, and in the evening the monster is released back into the woods. So you would have a spin on that story where he's gone nuts. Japan, they already have its own Halloween. It's celebrated in mid-August. Obon or Bon. Halloween to celebrate the autumn harvest, in which you conduct a ritual to show your respects to the spirit of the dead. Obon is Buddhist event. Do you sound like you've heard that one?
I've heard of that one, I've heard of that one because we've been researching a trip to... ...to Japan, and I was watching a TDR video about when best to go and when best not to go. So Obon week you should avoid because the parks are busy, and then the other one is Golden Week or Gold Week, Golden Week. And
like all these is like... they're all the ancestors, so this is another one. The ancestors come back to Earth. This period where spooky stuff happens in Japan, with scary stories being told and scary costumes being worn. Morocco, the Bujilaud Festival. Again, it's a three-day celebration, including singing, dancing, masquerades. Many people wear sheepskins, goatskins, and even bird feathers for the spectacle. So not everything needs to be a house. So this could be like a scare zone. That's the way I had this one. You know, they're all, but it's celebrating that country. French, the Dame Blanche, meaning white ladies. These are white ghosts that come out. And basically, they'd come out of the forests and they just scared the shit out of you. So that could be that would be a good house. And then, basically, like England would just be, I would go to the Harry Potter style. So it'd be witches, wizards, not pumpkins. It'd be turnips, which has died out now. And I thought about that. It's a little bit sad. I might have a go at trying to do one while we're in Scotland next week. And then Canada. I didn't even look at Canada because I just think it's... you could have a polar... a Yeti or something, but I just presume it's America.
I think it is pretty much,
Or
France. It's better both.
So that was it, basically. That was my event. So, you know... It's a mixture of scare zones, but it would be more adult theme, a bit more sinister, jump scares, that type of stuff. I think it'd be boss.
Yeah, so it's good. I mean, Epcot's got a lot of capacity because you've got for houses, because you've got some expansion pads for countries that were never built.
Yeah,
you've also got things like there's a big like festival building, which is sort of between somewhere around Canada there. There's, and they have events back there. So I think there's quite a bit of space in there.
Yeah.
I know they used to have a big massive pin trading sort of conference or, you know, event every year. It was like a multi-day thing that got held in there, and some of the food and wine stuff, some of the sort of display stuff gets held in there. Then you've got the Odyssey building as well. You've also got the Body Wars, that pavilion, and you've actually got the Imagination Pavilion as well, which, you know, a lot of that isn't used now. So you've got quite a lot of space for houses as well as, you know, around the World Showcase as well. So there is quite a bit of space there.
Yeah.
The only problem is that they make so much money on food and wine that, you know, would they be willing to trade some of that for a Halloween event? I'm not sure. That's why I kind of started looking at it, but then kind of opted for the studios, really.
Yeah, I mean, for me, my idea sort of honours the mm-hmm. tradition of Epcot, but
yeah.
in a bit more yeah. sinister way. I mean, it'd yeah. be hilarious. Mm-hmm. Pissed off drinking around the world, going around that.
Yeah.
And like you say, the capacity would be immense. But
yeah.
So go on. What have you definitely. Got?
Mr. Okay, T. So I went for the studios. I think, you know, it does make a bit of sense. The only problem with the studios is great from a show point of view, right? So if you're going to have shows like, you know, Halloween Horror Nights has a couple of shows, they have actually got some pretty good ready-made show space. So you've got Indiana Jones stunt show. That arena could easily be used for a Halloween show.
Yeah.
You've also got you've got Fantasmic, although that is fairly purpose-built for Fantasmic. It's got the seating capacity, but the stage, I'm not sure, unless they could maybe put something temporarily over the water and build a Halloween stage there. But you've also got, like, the Beauty and the Beast show. That could be used for a small show, or it could be used for a house. You've got the Little Mermaid, which they don't use anymore. That could definitely be used for a house or for a small show. So there is actually quite a bit of space here and there. And then the other thing I thought about was, actually, the studios is one of the better parks to get to. I mean, it's got a massive car park, but it's also got the Skyliner, and it's got the friendship boats coming from the boardwalk and Epcot. So you can bus people in, you can Skyliner people in, and you can boat people in. So potentially, if you needed some extra room for some tent-type houses, some temporary-type houses or scare zones, you could use the car park right at the front of the park. You could actually, you know, fence that in and kind of temporarily make it part of the park. So I think it could work from that point of view. You know, I looked at, I think you would definitely bring in or copy some of the stuff from Halloween Horror Night. So themed food for sure. You've got plenty of good eating places, quick service and table service. A couple of those could be sort of spookied up for like themed dining. So I definitely think Hollywood Brown Derby, that could be themed up. The sci-fi diner, that could definitely be, you know, that could have a new reel of movies, which are all sci-fi horror movies. You know, they're all kind of monster, you know, that'd like the buff. Thing from another planet, that sort of thing. So, and then a themed menu as well. So you could definitely have that. And even like 50s Primetime, where you've got the little TVs on the corner, you know, again, the TVs could be showing like horror movies, and the whole menu could be themed horror, and the lighting could be changed to make it more kind of spooky. So I definitely think there's a lot of scope for themed food, themed drinks, and merch. And then I started looking at, you know, some of the properties that they've got for the houses. And I guess where I come up with from this one is they've got a lot of property. If you look on Disney Plus, they've got a lot of horror type or sci-fi horror type properties. So I actually think that they've got plenty of scope for multiple years, because that's the thing about Halloween Horror Nights. You know, every year it's different houses, isn't it? And yeah, there's a buzz. Yeah. Like this year there's a real buzz because it's Last of Us and it's Stranger Things. So they need enough properties to really kind of keep this thing going, you know? And I don't think it would be a problem. They could do original houses, but I don't think they need to. I think they could have like their hottest, most current IP properties would be like the lead houses. But then instead of having original houses, they could maybe just have some of the older IP properties. That's still going to be better than an original house, I think, because at least some people will recognize it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just looked at some of the things that they've got. So they've obviously got the Twilight Zone. And I think, you know, Twilight Tower of Terror, having a scare zone leading up, going down Hollywood Boulevard that leads into the Twilight Tower. Well,
it's terrific down there.
It is, but that Hollywood Boulevard going down there, I mean, as you go, so you could have a scare zone that leads you straight into the Tower of Terror, right? And that scare zone could be themed from a different, every year it would be a different episode of the Twilight Tower of Terror, right? So you don't know what next year's scare zone is going to be, but it's going to, you know, it's going to be one of the episodes from the original Twilight Zone. So that definitely lends itself. But when you look at the other things they've got American Horror Story. They've got movies like The Boogeyman. They've got Predator, and then they recently brought out that Predator prequel Prey, which was a really good movie, actually.
Brilliant film, yeah.
Yeah. Hills of Eyes, they've got Signs, they've got 28 Weeks Later, 28 Days Later, Woman in Black, they got The Omen, they got Sixth Sense, they got Fright Night, the remade Fright Night. I think the original was better, actually, but they've got The X-Files, so just think about how many episodes of The X-Files they've got that they could use for houses or scare zones. You know, even like from a sci-fi point of view, the War of the Worlds series that they had gone, I think there was three series of that. Yeah. That was good. You could definitely have a house based on that. They've got Starship Troopers. Again, that would make a great house or scare zone. They got all the Aliens movies. So, I mean, great had movie ride had Aliens, yeah. You know. Awesome. They've even got Alien v Predator. They got Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Slayer. What was that initial Abraham Lincoln, the attraction they had back in the World's Fair? It was, Conversations with Mr. Lincoln? Something like that.
Is that in Disney? You know, it's still in Disneyland, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is, you know. You know, it could be, you know, Conversations with Mr. Lincoln, Vampire Slayer, you know. they've got The Walking Dead. They got Lost. So they got tons of properties for houses. They've definitely got spaces for the shows in the studios. And like I say, if they needed to, you know, they have got other areas that they could use at the front of the park, I think. They've even got the Galactic Star Cruiser, which who knows what's gonna happen with that, but you know, there's a space there that they could tap into maybe.
And one of the patrons has mentioned that as well, Star Cruiser. So
yeah, I mean, I the other area I was thinking about was, well, what do you do with Star Wars Land? But you could almost have like a zombie Star Wars scare zone. You know what I mean? So you got various. You got like the Emperor walking through there, dressed up. You know, Death Troopers and all sorts of stuff like that. So I definitely think they got a lot of scope for some pretty scary houses. Whether they would take any of their own properties and make them non-adult, I'm not quite sure, but it would be great if in Toy Story Land you had like a Sid's Room house, you know, with all the sort of mutant toys that he's
most likely with Woody's head off. That.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that. But I don't know that they would go that far. But they don't need to be fair. They've actually got loads of good stuff that they could tap into. And it would be great because it would publicise a lot of their stuff, a lot of their Disney Plus content in the parks, you know, and it could even, you know, could even spark reboots like they, you know, they did the Predator prequel and things like that, you know. Any sort of new properties they've got, they could almost do like Universal did with Exorcist Believer, where they had a house before the movie had even been introduced into cinemas, right? And they got a bit of buzz going for that movie. So it definitely ties into some of the Disney Plus stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of where I went with it. I think the studios could work. I think Epcot's a better space for it. It's just whether they'd be willing to give up Food and Wine, which is a huge moneymaker for them.
And just I don't started think in April.
Yeah. I don't think Animal Kingdom works. I'll throw in a Brucey bonus though. I did think that, you know, they've got a lot of hotel properties, and I don't know, you know, whether all of the hotels are all always, you know, that busy. So I did wonder whether they could take one of the smaller hotel properties like you know, Port Orleans French Quarter and almost make that like a totally Halloween dedicated.
That would be scary.
Site, you know, so like a haunted hotel.
Yeah.
With scare zones and different themed rooms. You know, you've got connecting rooms, so you could almost have a line that goes through, you know, goes from one room to the next room, then back out into the corridor, down the corridor, into a room, through that room, into the connecting room, back through again. You could easily make, you know, different houses from some of the buildings, different scare zones, different themes, and have like a haunted hotel almost, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, there we go. That was my idea for
what would you call it? You've got Halloween Horror Nights. Hollywood.
Mickey's very scary Halloween party. Could be. Except it's not really, you don't really want to associate it with Mickey. Is there another Halloween horror character that's got a name that's like Mickey but isn't Mickey? I don't know.
We'd have to have a look, wouldn't we? But I mean, you could use it like Hollywood Studios Horror Nights or something.
Yeah.
You literally something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But what you've done there is you've protected all the main characters in Disney's franchise, so they're not getting butchered and killing kids and all that. It's all the Fox stuff basically.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You know.
It's definitely
because the Star Wars dance party or whatever it was called got cancelled as soon as he bought Star Wars, didn't he? They didn't like Boba Fett doing breakdancing.
No, that's not what they want. One of the best ones, if nobody's seen it, is definitely go on YouTube and search for Darth Vader and the Stormtroopers down Hammer Time, MC Hammer. That is one of the best ones.
Craig Willicks put, I would put Walt Disney World's Halloween Horror Event in Epcot only when the construction walls have been removed. Be waiting a long time then.
Is that ever going to happen?
Never, ever. It would be cool to see Spaceship Earth with lightning set to horror films. I would have the houses at the front and use the world showcase for the scare zones. Lots of corners for scare actors to hide behind in the pavilions. Yeah. I would keep the food and wine booths open with the same dishes as during the day, so you can still get something decent to eat. So that answers our concerns there. I would keep the trick-or-treating from Mickey's Not So Scary, but the candy would be whatever you can get in each of the countries. So just a bit more variety than just Mars. I would theme the scare zones and half the houses, the originals, to urban myths. Sounds sort of like what I said. Urban myths and legends from the countries or dark periods in their history, i.e. the UK could be Jack the Ripper or Jimmy Savile. Could be Jimmy Savile.
Yeah, it could be Jimmy Savile or Gary Glitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Canada could be Sasquatch. Japan, mm-hmm. something to do with Godzilla. The IP houses could be include Alien, The Fly, a few others. And the show would be Rocky Horror Picture Show on the stage they use for Eat to the Beat concerts.
Yeah.
So very similar to mine. Yeah, spot on.
Yeah. I just got a little build on that when Craig mentioned about Spaceship Earth. You could, because those lights that they've got on Spaceship Earth, you could turn Spaceship Earth into a giant skull just using those lights. You just dark up the eyes and the shape of the skull. And so you could have that as the sort of park icon.
I tell you what, though, when you've seen the ball at Vegas, Spaceship Earth looks a bit shit now, doesn't it? It looks
I mean, that's state of the art, that, isn't it?
Yeah, that it looks very 56K as opposed to 4K. Steve Wilson and Jane said, I'd put the extra Halloween event in Animal Kingdom.
Ooh, controversial.
At night, with all the foliage, it'd be quite spooky. Big wide footpaths for Disney toned down Boo scare zones. Once the animals are off the savannah, put some spooky lighting out there and have scared actors or even zombie animals chasing the jeeps. Jesus.
Put a hey, spooky... Bill, are you sure we've only got 19 lions? I was sure it was 20. Did we leave one out there?
Oh, it'd be hilarious. All the kids traumatized. Put a spooky show on at the Birds of Flight stage. Mm-hmm. Creepy. Flotillas on the water show for the lagoon. Lots of options in that park, I reckon. The 18 plus update of It's Tough to Be a Fucking Bug, where Hopper actually kills Flick and his pals, and the audience get even more scared than normal. That would be awful.
Imagine
that, or the screaming. It's bad enough with the kids and the spiders.
Yes.
And as it's animals, Halloween HHB. Halloween Horror Bites, you're welcome. And then I've got one more off Darren. Let's have a look what he said. My first thought for ETP, Enhance the Park, was to use the Galactic Star Cruiser as an aliens type theme. Maybe an outbreak on the ship, zombies and zombie stormtroopers. As in the current Ahsoka series, get off the ship, then into Batuu for the scare zone. And then the other one, Universal have nailed Halloween. Maybe a proper parade floats and characters from the current HHN houses be more uniform, like a moving scare zone. Then at the end of the parade, have a preview of next year's IP. Instead of the Headless Horseman leading, have the host of the main character for that year. That'd be quite good, actually, because the scare zones are a bit shit now.
They were this year,
selfie zones, all of them. No matter what you try, people are just... So you could imagine a Jason float and then a Michael Myers float and then, like, it'd be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you could even, you could even do it on the water a bit. Like, we saw that electrical water pageant for the first time this year by the poly,
Yeah.
And it's a sort of thing where, you could pretty much do that on the lake in Universal. Just a chain of floats, each different theme, just go past. Because you can look at it from all around the park, so there's be plenty of viewing points. But yeah, that is something that it lacks. It doesn't have any kind of parade type thing. Although it'd be difficult with the crowds that are there. Just trying to manage the crowds. It's bloody hard enough.
Yeah, it's awful.
But
part of that is because of the scare zones and the bottlenecks that creates. So maybe just getting rid of them and just having a parade go through twice would allow people to put more food booths in.
I definitely think a couple of scare zones would be good. I just think they're struggling to make five good ones. I mean, I think every year there's like one or two good ones and the rest of them are okay. So I think was just accept that. Just say, right, we've got the street where
you've got the Central Park area
was. Yeah. So that street where Vamp 69 was this year, that was really good. And that's a good area, it's a big area. So have that as a scare zone. And then down by Hollywood, that's a big area. Have that as a scare zone. That's it. Just have the two and make them good. Put, you know, spend the money on them. Because this year, it sounds like they spent the money on the houses, which is great. But then they didn't have enough money to do a good job on the scare zones. And I think that just kind of lets things down a bit, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Then, no, like you say, then put more food booths in where the other ones were. Because there's definitely not enough food booths, that's for sure.
Well, they've dropped the ball, don't they, with the food booths every year, queues all around the place, you know.
Yeah, and they're losing money on that. I mean, they could be making a hell of a lot more money, but people just, you know, they see the queue and they think, Chris, am I going to wait? Am I going to wait for half an hour just to get some pizza fries, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, pizza fries, they've become this thing. And we got some when we were all there with Nick and Paul, and they've just like vomit on top of some fries. It's the most overrated experience I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, we did it, but I mean, we didn't have to wait. We went into, was it Louis? We didn't get them from the booth. We got them from Louis, and we went later at night, and there was no queue. We just literally walked up and ordered some pizza fries, and they were fine. I mean, it's
nice to share.
And it's cheese. Yeah, it's cheese and it's pepperoni. That's it.
I wouldn't have one all to myself. Jesus.
Oops, I did. Sorry.
Oh, good lad. That's why you look at where you are now.
But that was the only thing I had, you know.
Let you off.
But yeah. It was good. It was good. So right. Yeah, I definitely think there's scope there for some new business opportunities for Universal and for Disney. You're welcome.
We've literally just revolutionised the theme park, and again, just us again, as we always do.
Smashed.
Right. Yeah. Because it's Halloween, we'll end it with a cue to music, I think, if you want to say the magic words.
All right. Cue the music.
I'm calling the Addams Family.